everyone. I saw in this week's Haftorah pasuk that I was learning with another friend of Talmud of the Yeshiva who's over in Kuslaritz, and it reminded me of something I think very important. So we're going to divert a little bit from discussing Mashiach and discuss this this other part. But really, this Haftorah is only for those people in Eretz Yisrael, because it's in Parshas Matos, because we're one Parsha ahead. So
they caught up last week, Rabbi.
They caught up last week?
Yeah, Balak and, the Pinchas and Balak, I think, was doubled up.
Oh, so then everybody did this a year. I thought it was next week that they're catching up. Okay, so in the Haftorah that we read in Yirmiyah this past Shabbos, which is the Haftorah for Matos, where what the end of the Haftorah discusses, I'll read the pasuk and I'll explain it. Haloch karasa be'ozne Yerushalayim. The Yirmiyah is saying that he's calling out to the ears of Jerusalem. What is the ears of Jerusalem? Says the Mitzudos and the Mefarshim, saying we're talking about the citizens, not about Yerushalayim. Really, talking about the people who live in Yerushalayim, he's giving them Musar. And he says, Lemor ko amar Hashem. This is what Hashem is saying. This is right before he's about to punish them. Zacharti la chesed neurayim. Hashem is saying, I remembered the chesed of your youth. Ahavas klosayich. The love when we went into the chuppah. We're going to see that in Rashi. Lechtech acharai b'midbar. You went after me in the midbar be'eretz lo zrua, in a land that is not vegetative. I mean, he said there's no vegetation. It's a midbar, no vegetation. Rashi explains, Zacharti lach, I remembered for you, imaitem shavim alai, if you would have done tshuva, my taiva is to have mercy on you. Ki zacharti chesed neurayich, because I remembered the chesed when you were young. Ve'avas klilas posayich, and the love when we came into the chuppah. Shaklilasayich lechuppah. That's what he's saying here, Rashi. It's the language of coming into the chuppah. V'lashon achnasahu, klolosayich is to machnis the kala into the chuppah. Mahu chesed neurayich, what was the chesed that they did when they were young? Lechtech achar shluchai, you went after my shluchim, my messengers, Moshe v'Aaron, me'eretz nosheves. You went from an inhabited land, which is Mitzrayim, Yatzatem l'midbar, and you went into the midbar. Ve'ein seida l'derech, there was no food for the road. Ki he'emantem bi, you believed in me. Hashem is saying. So, before we see the other mefarshim, at least I don't know how many years ago it was. Many years ago, when I saw this Rashi the first time, many years ago, I ran and I grabbed by the green as he was walking into the base medrash. And asked him, he wasn't even stationary, he was still moving, and I read it. How could it be? Who did a chesed for who here? What are you talking about? Because they left Mitzrayim.
Junius.
Test.
Okay.
If you pass or fail. That's a joke. Scores. Okay, I'm using Doron's machine because mine's not working. So I don't know where I lost everybody, but Rabbi Green walks in. I said, who's doing who a favor? Hashem is remembering the chesed that we did for him. Who did the chesed for who? The fact that we left Mitzrayim and followed Moshe and Aaron is a chesed that Hashem has to remember. We're talking out of here. The opposite. Hashem did everything for us. I gave the mashal also. I said, the fireman goes to save the family in the burning building. You know, and they don't want to come out. He's got the, what do you call it, trampoline that they're going to jump out and dump in and save you. They finally jump out, and he says, thank you so much for trusting me. Who's going to thank who? The fireman has to thank the people who we saved. What are you talking about? They have to thank the fireman risking his life. You can make the mashal severe here. Hashem is remembering the chesed that they did for him, for leaving Mitzrayim when the babies were being shechted and bloodbaths and horrible things. What are you talking about? I didn't understand the pshat in the pasuk. So I'll tell you what Rabbi Green said later. But first, let's look at the Mefarshim. We saw many Mefarshim. They're all having, no one's asking my kasha directly, but I see the Ma'ari Krah changes the pshat and says it's Hashem there. He's remembering the chesed that he did for them when they were young, right? It's a total different pshat. The simple pshat looks, the chesed was the Jewish people went after Hashem into the Midbar, okay? But he's saying, no, I'm remembering the chesed that I did for you when you were young. That's the Ma'ari Krah changed the pshat. The Metzudas David changes it halfway. But the Malbim keeps it kipshuto and says as follows. He's saying, Zacharti la chesed neurayich. I remember the chesed when we were young. So the Malbim's actually going full tilt into the shidduch process, the wedding, the eris, and everything. He's going to make this pasuk comparable to the mashal. I'll read it. I'm not feeling so well today, as you can see. Says the Malbim, Zacharti la chesed neurayich. I remember the chesed when you were young. Midame tchilas hischaber. He's midameing Hashem, or Zachariah, the beginning of the connection of the Jewish people to Hashem. Davar Eloki im amo. Ki chiburei chasam bekala, arus ve'arusa. Just like the connection between a chasan and a kala, when they're engaged, the yitzayeru ki'ish echad haba merachok. I'm going to give you a mashal now. A guy who comes from far away land, ubas ashir, and the daughter of a rich man, hayafa banashim. She's gorgeous. Echnisa osole beis aviha. She let this gorgeous rich girl, lets this guy from a faraway land into her home. Ve'asta imo chesed, she did a chesed for him, letting him in the house. Very good. Ve'achar zed dafka nafshebo. After he let her into the house, she lets him into the house. She starts to get close to him. She starts to love him. Ve'itchat naimo, she gets married to him. Ve'achar zed, achar zman. She believed in this guy that she led into her house. She went with this guy out of her father's house. This is where the guy had a desire to go. His spirit took him to the Midbar. He was a wilderness man. So she leaves her father's house and she goes with him.
Tchila Shamru Ha'avos. What's the pre-shidduch when they got engaged? The avos when they were little kids. Okay. Ubnehem achareim. Derech Hashem. Right. Vodiu elahuso ba'olam, and they brought the name of Hashem into the world. Avos. Ba'odo hayagir bilti nikar. Hashem wasn't here. He was a faraway guy. No one knew who he was. L'kol amim. And he brought recognition, the avos, to the everyone. She'avdo atzavim v'chamanim. They were doing avodah zarah. V'zeh chesed nuraya. This is the chesed when they were young kids. V'achar zeh chatnu imo. They got married to Hashem. V'nichnesu bibris. They got into a covenant together. V'avas klulos v'hotziyam v'mitzrayim v'kabbalas ha-Torah. Now they're getting to the chuppah, they're leaving Mitzrayim. Shebal bibris imo. V'zeh havas klulosayich. This is the love of the chuppah. V'achar zeh emino bo. After this, they believed in him. V'yatsu acharav el ha-midbar. Merov chashkam el hadveikus eloki. Because they loved him so much. They connected, they wanted that connection, they went into the midbar. These are three different levels of merits for the Jews. Kodem ha-shidduchim, b'shidduchim atzman, before the shidduch, during the shidduch, b'achar shidduch. Fine. That's the end of the Malbim. So they're not addressing the point. They're definitely learning that it's Hashem remembering the chesed of the Jewish people going after the midbar. I still have my fireman mashal. I don't know if you guys heard that or it was cut off. I didn't hear. What is this? So Rabbi Green said, we have to do research. We have to do research on this. That's his way, was a way of always pushing me off. But he said, look, you have to really love someone to do that. What he said to me. You have to love someone to look at it from this perspective. And then he continued. I think he was going to give a shiur. And I think that's the only answer that I could come up with. You have to love somebody to actually look at the fact that they left Mitzrayim, a horrible place of suffering, and they went into a midbar. Now, we know, Rabbi Bella just said to me, we're just learning about this, 4/5 of the people didn't have the guts to leave. They stayed in Mitzrayim, and they died over there. So there is some aspect over here of then these 20% that actually left Mitzrayim, that actually believed in Moshe and Hashem. Now, we don't know a normal person. I'm saying normal because I don't know any other way to say it. Would ever look at it from this vantage point that Hashem is saying, wow, thank you guys for letting me save you and let me take you out, even though there was no food or water in the midbar. And you trusted me. For that, I'll never forget that chesed you did for me. You have to love somebody to think that way. You think we can bring it, drive it home to all of the guys here. You know what I'm saying? And their wives, the South Africans, the Memphians, everybody. She's living not in Mitzrayim. She's living in a mansion over there in Memphis, in Cape Town, or wherever it is. And then she comes to Eretz Yisrael to marry her chassan. And they're in Eretz Yisrael here. This is definitely a midbar compared to Memphis. This is a midbar. None talk about it. No matter how nice it gets here in Israel, this is a disaster compared to living in Johannesburg with 10 maids, even with Corona maids. Who cares? They're not doing anything. They live an incredible life over there. Incredible life. And now they're here. And I say, what are you talking about? Do you have to thank her? Took her out of the garbage of South Africa, no offense. Garbage of South Africa, horrible, shmutz, nothing, no Torah. Brought it to Eretz HaKodesh, Yerushalayim. And I'm sitting and learning like an animal. Look at the beautiful children she's going to have now. Talmid Chachamim, instead of the garbage that's going to come if they grow up in South Africa, we're going to have to fix them and rehabilitate them. I'm joking. Let's say Memphis is better. I took her out of Memphis or Scarsdale, whatever. Are you kidding me? Look what I did for you, baby. What I did for you. And there's truth to that. There's no question there's truth to that. But that's not love.
That's definitely not the way a person who loves his wife is going to look at the situation. If HaKadosh Baruch, and that's a Kal Vachomer, Mitzrayim was hell, and Hashem is still looking at it as though they did him a chesed for trusting him and going after him. You went only because I had the ruach, like that chassan who went into the house of the rich girl. He decided he wanted to go to the wilderness to have some, you know, the David Steinberg or something, to go to the wilderness. And she's going after him. She's going after him. And that is something you have to hit the floor and kiss her feet. It's a whole different headspace that you cannot, this pasuk cannot, and I see some of the mefarshim change the pshat, it's so ridiculous. But the Malbim, Rashi for sure, Radak, they're not changing the pshat. They're not changing the pshat. So for us, what is the message here? The message is that the way we look at what is right and what is wrong, there's no question that mitzad the B'nai Yisrael, who came out of Mitzrayim, and we do it all the time, every day, two times a day, we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, and how much we're thankful that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Matan Torah, we say it all the time, how thankful we are that we came out. But when it comes to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at it, it's the opposite. He's looking at it, how what a chesed they did for him, that they decided they trusted him to go into this midbar. Everybody has to start thinking in these terms, vis-a-vis the people around them, the chavrusas, everybody. You have to start thinking about the chesed that they're doing for you, even though every person in jury would say he didn't do a chesed, he got the chesed. This is already a lofty level. There's no Suha Zisel we found, and Chachma Musa brings this pasuk. Ask the Kasha, doesn't answer it, other than saying, you see, Hashem sees everything. Hashem wants to do anything possible, like conspiracy of trying to show that the Jewish people did something good. And then the next pasuk, in pasuk Gimel, calls him Kadosh Yisrael Hashem. Because of this chesed that he remembered, the Malbim makes a kishur between the psukim. Everybody asked him. Because of the chesed that Hashem remembers when they were kids, they're Kadosh Yisrael Hashem. They're holy to Hashem. They're one. I would suggest that everybody take a few minutes and think about this with their wives, with their children, with everybody that they think they're doing the chesed for them. And try to flip it upside down and say, no, they're doing a chesed for me. And really feel it. And really try to penetrate this into ourselves. Because it is shocking. It is definitely a shocker. And I believe that the answer is just love. Just love. Only a person who loves will look at things this way. Only if you love somebody. Only. Logic. There's no logic here. No logic. It's all love. Hashem should protect us now that, I know Rav Rami got married, mazel tov to him. I wasn't able to say mazel tov to him because I was in bed this whole week. I hope I don't have this corona. It's hard to imagine that I do. I'm still waiting for one kid's test results. Hashem should protect everybody who is sick right now and give us bracha and shmira from all bad things. And I believe that if we have to start remembering the chesed, nuraya, abbas, kudosayach, of all of the people around us, have a good day. Tomorrow we'll have the Shir Klali. I'll give the Mar Makomos now.